This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Tornadoes. And in California, it's about the wildfires, and it truly is wild there because of the Santa Ana winds. I've talked about living there before and covering many of those disasters and what in the world is going on with PG&E. I'll tell everyone at the top, hi, it's Kate Delaney, and yes, I am safe. Thank goodness the tornadoes veered just enough right that they missed my home, because not too far away, a lot of homes were demolished. A couple of schools got wrecked, and they've had to re-rack some kids. Home Depot was flattened. There was a firehouse that also was torn up. I mean, it is $2 billion and counting worth of damage. It's a miracle that nobody was killed in these tornadoes. Nine of them confirmed touchdowns. Wow, crazy. So now the wildfires caused by utilities, climate change, what's going on there? Power shutoffs, possibly 300,000 plus in Southern California, the Pacific Palisades area. They're talking about that. Because guess what? A lot of the rich and famous live there, including someone I like, Reese Witherspoon, is her home nestled somewhere up there. My pal Annie Zidarovich, who is an executive with Premier, joins us, and she's not too far away in Westlake Village. Hey, Annie, how are you doing with the wildfires?
Well, Kate, the wildfires were a little bit busy beginning of the week. Right now we're waiting. The wildfires could possibly happen again this week because the Santa Anas, those dreaded Santa Anas, come back starting at 11 o'clock Pacific time tonight and are through tomorrow and Friday. And it's just, it's staggering because there's no rhyme nor reason why all these fires are starting. You know, it's a utility truck that goes by and has a backfire, and it starts a fire. It's a homeless encampment that has a hot plate that starts a fire. So it's just because everything is so dry that you just don't know. But I'll tell you, I've lived here for over 20 years, and it used to be when you heard Santa Ana's, you went, oh, God, I can't play golf today, or I can't play tennis, or I can't go to the beach. Now it's like you hear the word Santa, you know, Fritz Coleman on the weather says Santa Ana's, and everybody starts going into an absolute state of panic. And, you know, it's just, for whatever reason it is, I personally don't think the snowflakes up in Sacramento have done enough with preventative measures. I mean, it's not just climate change. There's a reason why, you know, the ground, they need to do something. I went to Panera Bread the other day, and you know, I couldn't find a straw, and I had to ask for a straw because they outlawed straws in California. Well, give me my straw and figure something out to do something, snowflakes. You know what I'm saying? Figure something
terrible out. Yeah.
You won't give me a straw. But you can't find something. All these mines at Cal Poly and Polytech and USC and Stanford, all the snowflakes up at Stanford, find something to be able to combat this. I mean, it's frightening. I mean, I literally live across a walkway from a man-made lake. And I have to worry that if my house catches on fire, that there won't be enough firefighters and stuff to just get the helicopter to pick up the freaking water and put it on my house that's like 20 feet away. I mean, we're understaffed. They don't know what they're doing. Gavin Newsom is a complete fool. I mean, Kate, we need to save California, and you need to come back.
I love California, and I saw what happened when I was there. You're right. This has been going on for a long time, and you're right about the bright minds.
This has been going on for a long time. This is not some aberration that just happened. I mean, it's been going on for years now, and they're just not doing enough preventive measurements. There's not, and also I have to be honest with you. I have to be brutally honest, which is, you know what I am with you, always. They're stupid people, Kate. If you know that you're on the side of the Santa Monica Mountain, and that it could catch on fire. You go and you build your $15 million house there and then cry, you know, cry wolf when your house burns down. You were talking about Reese Witherspoon. Oh, there were so many celebrities. I mean, Arnold and Maria Shriver, all those people live in the Palisades. If people don't know, Pacific Palisades are like Malibu on the cliff. They're just above Malibu. So these are the people that have the magnificent views of the ocean. They didn't want to be right on the ocean. So they're above the ocean in the cliffs, almost like what Santa Barbara has Montecito. Montecito is not on the ocean. It's above all the beautiful bluffs and cliffs and all that stuff. So, but they built there, and there were firefighters that were saying when the fire broke out in Pacific Palisades, which I almost for the second time in my career have had to put a gas mask, a mask on at my work, because where I work is directly across from the mountains of the Palisades. So the smoke was coming all over to my work area in Sherman Oaks. I mean, and it is. It's frightening. You know, it's just, it never ends. You hear the word Santa Ana's now, and just like, you know, everybody just goes into a catatonic state. But again, there's not enough preventive measurements being taken. People are still building up in these, you know, you've been up in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
People,
yeah.
You can't even get fire trucks through there.
You can't.
These are homes that were built in the 1930s and 40s that, you know, had little roadsters, you know, with Charlie Chaplin running around. Got these Tonka trucks of Range Rovers and Tundras and all this stuff. They're not built for that, especially in the L.A. area. And it's just, I mean, the traffic becomes 50 times worse, 100 times worse. I usually commute. It takes me, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. When the fires come, you know, forget it. It's 2 hours, whatever. I mean, and that's just an inconvenience. But people lose their homes and everything they have. And that's really sad. You have the people that are the celebrities that, of course, can just rebuild again. But not everybody is a celebrity that lives in the Palisades or something, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, but I really do. It's the politicians. It's the snowflakes in Sacramento. And Gavin Newsom, I tell you, Gavin Newsom, I could punt pass and kick him right through the end zone. That's what I think of Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel. No, I agree with you and so much of what you said about why hasn't something been done before, because I was in the middle of some of those blazes in Santa Barbara on the news there, and I saw exactly what that was like, the dry conditions. You talked about how critical the fire conditions are throughout California, and it's going to be terrible on Thursday. So, my friend, please be careful, and thank you for coming on with us. But critical conditions, they say, and winds of up to 20 miles an hour above, and relative humidity of 10 to 20%.
Well, that's the other problem. You're exactly right. There's low humidity, like 4, 5, 6% humidity, and the 20-mile-an-hour is sustained. The gusts are 60 to 70. So like I said, all you need to have is some, you know, wacko jacko with his joint. He flips his joint, and it gets in the grass, and voila, you have a, you know, wildfire with a name and history. I mean, it's just crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. All right. Annie, take care. Thanks for updating us, and be safe.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, again, extreme conditions. She said it. She really spelled it out for you. The Santa Ana winds, what happens in Anaheim, Riverside, where a lot of people are listening to us, San Bernardino, Oxnard, where I used to hang. Awful, awful. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Halting the incursion by military force would have required deploying tens of thousands of American troops against Turkey, a NATO ally, and a country the United States has developed a very good relationship with, including President Erdogan.
All right, Syria. Erdogan, of course, the prez of Turkey, and what's happened there. And while Trump has been focused on that and saying there's a major breakthrough in Syria, there was almost a breakdown on the Hill. Republicans standing by the prez and really charging the door, so to speak, in his closed-door testimony by acting Ambassador William Taylor. I'm going to get into that in a second. But first, let's clean up the whole Syria mess so you understand where we're at. Kate Delaney in here on this show. I say it's about you, whether you swing left or right or somewhere in between, or you don't even like labeling yourself anymore. You know, there's a big group called No Labels. No Labels. I found, by the way, in my experience, that nobody's 100% anything. Maybe 98%, but not 100% anything. The Trumpster is 100% sure, however, that this is this, the end of the nonsense in Syria. So he's saying that he's going to lift the sanctions on Turkey after they agreed to permanently stop fighting Kurdish forces. Yay! Don't fight them. They helped us. Cut the crap and don't fight him. So that's a good thing. And he still defended the decision to withdraw American troops. Remember, 1,000 troops coming out of there. And what he said is, we shouldn't be the world's policemen. We're getting out. Let someone else fight over this long, long, blood-stained sand. I have to say, I agree. You know, I've said this before, the quicksand of the Middle East has chains wrapped around way too many of us. And I understand initially the help. I understand the push forward. I don't agree with it now, especially if you can say things are short up. And, of course, we know the hornet's nest can get kicked any time, right? Of course we do. Just because it's all good now, it doesn't mean Erdogan sticks to that position and doesn't eventually go back at it with the Kurds maybe a year from now, maybe 2 years from now. Who knows for sure? But I think for the Kurds, what has to happen is they've got to play up as much as they can and build up as much as they can, and we have to get out of there. I didn't agree once I heard how much damage was being done to the people. I did initially think pull out, and but I'm saying now if Erdogan is agreeing to this, then I'm going to say that's a good thing. Remember, the president stopped negotiations on a $100 billion trade deal with Turkey, raised the steel tariffs back up to 50%, and imposed sanctions on three senior Turkish officials and Turkey's defense and energy ministries. Yeah, that's called strangulation. So if you want to breathe, Erdogan, you got to play by these rules, because that's too much money. They're not going to walk away from that money. And that's truly what happened there. So as long as we have that economic power, the Kurds are safe. The second we don't, they're not safe anymore. Because remember, the pullout is like abandoning them. And you think of the thousands of casualties they fought with U.S. forces against ISIS. So here's the thing. Now it's okay. Except for that we have 500 ISIS nutball fighters that actually got free because of this conflict. That's not good. Even one is too many. But I would say the situation looks good. Some would disagree and say, you know who the biggest winners are in this? Turkey. Because they got their show of the sword and they got the money to boot. And Russia. Turkish, Russian, and Syrian government forces now are going to oversee the rest of the border region. The Kurdish fighters are hoping Russia and Syria will preserve some of the Syrian, what they call Syrian Kurdish autonomy in the region. Autonomy is a tricky thing. We've seen what's happened with Hong Kong and China. So stay tuned for more on that. But again, I have to agree with the move. Just keep up the economic power is what I would say. You might disagree. You can flip me a phone call. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. And see, so that's rare because that's not initially what I thought. But they did stop 10,000 troops from coming in and attacking the Kurds now because of what's happened with the sanctions. All right, Erica Swalwell wasn't the only one who had something to say about the march on the Capitol. What happened was that we know that the inquiry is still going on, of course, of impeachment, and the Republicans are saying the Democrats' tactics are unfair. They complained against the allegations against the president. They say it's too much second or third hand evidence. So what did they do? They went outside the closed door testimony of the acting ambassador, William Taylor. So I think they're caught where they're struggling to balance what is their support for the press with uncertainty over what might still happen. Remember, it's about that re-election situation. So Republican leaders on the House committees investigating Trump and the Ukraine condemned House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff in a letter for failing to call the whistleblower to testify before them. And then that's what led to a little bit of the chaos, I'll call it, because it was strange to see it. The Republicans march on the closed door testimony. is there a day two to this? You know, the testimony has led all over the United States. People are talking about it. I say we talk about what's in your backyard and mine, because what is coming out of the testimony? what's in it. And again, the concern is it third party? Is it firsthand? What is it? Taylor is a diplomat, a career diplomat, who served overseas for presidents of both parties, Republicans and Democrats. And under this administration, he was appointed to take charge of the U.S. Embassy in the Ukraine earlier this year after the president had the ambassador removed. So Republicans are sticking to the strategy of focusing on accusations that Democrats are running a secretive, one-sided impeachment investigation, and it's not right, is what they're saying. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina called the tactic nuts. Eric Swalwell, on the other hand, who plays for the other team, had this to say.
We're not going to let it deter us. We move forward. The chairman is determined to get this done fairly, but also swiftly. And they can continue the hijinks, but they're just delaying in the inevitable, which is this president is going to be held accountable.
All right, so there he is, the congressman from California and a Democrat, and talking about what he says. It's not going to dissuade us. It's not going to put us in the back seat on any of this, because the Republicans are physically, as he tweeted out earlier in the day, obstructing the impeachment inquiry. And their stunt today is not going to deter us. And it won't stop the witnesses they're seeking to intimidate. We'll move on and justice will roll down like water, is what he said, that we're going to keep on keeping on. And the Republicans are going to have their own strategies. There was a 15-page opening statement from Taylor. Wow. And he said that he was told that the president had demanded of the Ukraines an investigation of a Ukrainian gas company that once employed the son of Vice President Biden. That would be Hunter. And, of course, we know he's running for the Democratic nod for president 2020. And the president, our current president, supposedly also wanted the Ukraine to investigate a conspiracy theory about a Democratic computer server that was hacked during the 2016 presidential election. So more subpoenas are stacking up. Republicans are sticking to their guns, so to speak, and there's a lot of complaints. How will the voters vote as they watch this from afar? And that's you, by the way. You, the listeners, are the voters. Wouldn't it be great if we had a swell, meaning so much more people, decided that they were going to go out and vote in our next election? Remember, you have a voice, and you have a voice on this show, because guess what? We're headed to the mailroom, hitting the mailbag next.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A group of 24 Republicans managed to derail the House impeachment inquiry. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise led a group of Republicans into the secured room where the impeachment inquiry was being conducted.
We actually wanted to hear the witness. And instead, when he left, Adam Schiff threatened us.
New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski called the Republicans' move a pathetic stunt.
Every single member is going to have to face themselves in the mirror.
Critics say the president's action caused the crisis in northern Syria. But now the president says the U.S. got Turkey to agree to a permanent ceasefire, and he defended his decision to pull U.S. troops out of the region.
Countless lives are now being saved as a result of our negotiation with Turkey, an outcome reached without spilling one drop of American blood.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Matt? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, I love it. Like the herd you are. You have been crushing me with your thoughts. I love it. So we are in the middle of the mail room, and let's hit it. This one is just a couple of quick slices. This one from Blake, who says, Kate, I got one thing to say to you. Altuve going down. How about my Nationals crushing the Astros? They have a 2-0 lead. What do you think of the old dudes beating some of the younger ones? You summed it up. It's got a team that's got a lot of older baseball players. They're not all old dudes. But, you know, you had a guy in the second game, Kurt Suzuki, who would kind of be like the Speaker of the House. Instead of a big gavel, though, a big bat. So this is a guy, a catcher, who's played for 13 seasons, he's had a couple of playoff runs, and he smacked a fastball for the go-ahead home run, and this may be one that they're talking about for the ages, but boy, the Astros got to play some giddy-up. I know there's some people listening in Texas who are disappointed. I played with a sheriff the other day. I played golf with a sheriff the other day, longtime sheriff, in the Houston area, and he was decked out in Astro gear, and I think he'd be pretty disappointed if the Astros didn't come back in this one. But wow, you got to hand it to the Nationals, and it's pretty broad. Think about this, people. Even if you don't know baseball, imagine you're a superstar and you are doing everything you can to get your team mates up to your level and to win. But then you get offered a huge payday. I mean, enormous payday, over $300 million, to go to the Philadelphia Phillies. So after the season last year, with the Nationals, that's exactly what happened with Bryce Harper. He took the money and he went. Went to 85 down to Philadelphia. The Phillies don't even make the playoffs, and his team and almost all the guys were his teammates. They're on the verge of perhaps winning a World Series. Hey, by the way, just a reminder, we are doing, I know, it's been all over the map this season. I apologize for it, but we have Nailed the Score coming up, so keep this number handy, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We're going to try to nail the score in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. I'm just going to pick a team, two teams that are going to go at it, and you tell me what you think the final score is going to be and who is going to win. All right, this one is from Big Al. And Big Al says, Kate, I got to hand it to the president. You know, I'm kind of mixed on Trump. I did vote for him. I'll admit that in the past. I have voted for some Democrats. I vote for the person, although I am a registered Republican. But I think it is the right play, what has happened with Turkey. There is the seduction of money, and Mr. Trump understands that. And because Turkey doesn't want to lose the money, they'll take it, and therefore they'll stop doing all this nonsense with the Kurds. I don't know if that lasts forever, but temporarily it is a good solution, right? Absolutely. I mean, yeah, first of all, to get the guns out of their faces and to not allow more ISIS thugs to escape is a good thing. You know, yeah, absolutely. Do we have a crystal ball to look down the road and know exactly how this is going to hold up? There's going to be some people, naysayers, that say, well, you know, the Middle East, this can change on a dime. And yeah, that's true. It could change on a dime, but money makes the world go around, as we see, because if the Turkish were so set, Erdogan was so set on annihilating the Kurds, he wouldn't have given up. He would have just kept marching forward, but he didn't do that, right? Of course he didn't do that. Of course he didn't do that. This one is from Sam I Am. Kate, I haven't called the show in a long time, in fact in years, but rest assured, you know I am listening to the show. And I have to say, as somebody who watched Rudy Giuliani pull it out in 9/11 and look like the face of an incredible leader in New York, he looks like he needs to retire. What is going on with him? I mean, I know Saturday Night Live makes fun of him and they call him the Penguin, but I can actually sort of see why. He's saying kind of crazy things and talking out of both sides of his mouth. I think the president needs to find a new personal attorney because Giuliani's lost it. He's not the right one. Yeah, it's, you know, Saturday Night Live, of course, exaggerates his movements. That's what they do with anyone and all of that and what he says. But he has stepped in it. There, no doubt, this July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian president between the president and the Ukrainian president has not been a good thing for Donald Trump because of Giuliani. You know, he's central in this whole thing, and he's denying any wrongdoing, saying Congress can look at my Ukrainian businesses all they want. But the problem is that you got stuff happening like, you know, this whole thing of supposedly during the call, the president, our president, asking Zelensky for a favor, then asking him to investigate Biden. This is the whole center of this deal. And then Giuliani, you know, contacting him, flying to Spain and meeting privately with one of his aides who was in a May 7th meeting they had. So he's not doing Donald Trump any favors, let's just say that. And he is kind of all over the map when he's asked questions. I get what he's trying to do because he knows how to use the media and use it to his advantage. But if it's gone the other way, then you need to not use the power of the mic with the people that you know, even if it's on Fox, because constantly he's putting his foot in his mouth, and that's not a good thing. Let's put it that way. All right, here's another one. This one is from Billy, listening to us in Tucson. I love that we have people that are really starting to chime in there. Kate, what'd you think of that Zuckerberg, fake book. I've had enough. He seems like he's stumbling and bumbling. For a billionaire, he needs to get some lessons from someone like you on how to handle himself in front of the politicians and the media. Did you hear or see any of Zuckerberg? I did. And he testified before the House Financial Services Committee. I know that's what you're talking about. And he definitely stumbled when, AOC, the congresswoman from New York, started asking questions about fact-checking political advertisements. And she said, she asked a question, because I scribbled it down even, I'm sure it's all over the place, that could I pay to target predominantly black zip codes and advertise them in the incorrect election date? And he said, no, Congresswoman, you couldn't. We have, even for these policies around the newsworthiness of content that politicians say in the general, he's just so all over the map. Like, what kind of nonsense BS are you spewing? I can't even make sense of it. So she was just asked, she knew, you're not fact checking the ads. You're not fact checking them. And he's saying, he was trying to dance around, oh, well, yeah, but no, he had no great answer for that. And I mean, even at one point he was like, I can't, what did you say? Sorry. And, you know, he could have predicted it was going to be that way. Right? Another take the money and run. What do you think is going to happen when you have an open forum like Facebook? What do you think is going to happen when you have hackers galore? It's a hacker's world. It's a hacker's party. In fact, in Atlanta, I met a really good cracker hacker. I'm saying he's a cracker hacker because, I mean, what this guy's done is unbelievable. The government's tried to hire him to do things, and he's written these crazy, wild books that are very popular, and we're going to have him on the show. And we're going to talk about that, how easy it is to hack and change what's out there. And that was Facebook because, you know, either way, you could put whatever you wanted in there, let's face it. I mean, that's the bottom line, and certainly everybody knows that from what we saw happen the last time around in the elections. And by the way, plenty of shenanigans for Democrats and for Republicans. Equal opportunity clicks and money grabs. I mean, you know, that's it. Eyeballs, baby. That's what the whole thing is about. And whatever it takes, and especially when other people are using it to their advantage, that's exactly what happens. This one's a little bit different. This one's from Marion, and Marion says, Kate, I've heard you talk about epidemics before and what happens when we have a health outbreak. I heard it on one of your segments for your health, I think, but I wondered if you understand the process of measles, and have you ever had the measles? Because in Disneyland, this is pretty scary stuff, what they've discovered. Yeah, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, because now all over L.A., besides the cautionary tale of be careful with the wildfires and the smoke, they're also warning Disneyland guests that you could have been exposed to the measles if you were there last week. And they're saying, especially if you were there between 9 in the morning and 8:30 at night on a specific day, the 16th of October, you could develop it. Because here's the thing with measles. If you get them, if you're exposed to them, they might not show up for 3 weeks. Somebody was there with measles. And they also apparently went on Sepulveda Boulevard in Los Angeles, which is kind of near the airport. There's a Starbucks. They're saying that they were there, and you could have been exposed. And what happens is you get an unexplained rash, and it's not good. You can't breathe. All kinds of things happen. Oh, that'd be awful, wouldn't it? You take your family to Disneyland, and you don't walk away with just the ears, but you get measles on top of it. All right, Nail the Score, coming up around the bend.
The Hebo Tea Club. Love's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed, it is time for, I know, shocker, Nail the Score. I do apologize that Nail the Score this year has been hit or miss due to travel schedules, but you don't need to hear a bunch of excuses. You just want to win. So I looked at the games on the board. Redskins, 1-6, taking on the Vikings. They should smear them in Minneapolis and go to 6-2. In fact, they're favored by 16 points. Are you kidding me? Seattle and the Falcons would have been good, but the Falcons are 1-6. Matt Ryan, they're unpredictable, even though it's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is a gorgeous jewel. Can't tell you how many times I went by it in Atlanta this year. The Eagles, that are like the Beagles to me, because I saw them get ripped to shreds by the Cowboys taking on the Bills, who are 5-1. But even Buffalo's only favored by 1.5 points. I mean, you get the gist here. I like the Buccaneers. I do. But the Buccaneers are 2-4. The Titans are 3-4. I'm thinking as I look at the board, what are the best games? And the Browns, who I thought would be a lot better, taking on the Patriots, who are just crushing machines. They're favored by 13 points. That game could be interesting just for fun to watch. I think even though Pat Mahomes, the quarterback for the Chiefs, has a dislocated knee and is not playing and Matt Moore is playing, that the most interesting game on the board is the Chiefs and the Packers. And it kicks 7:20 Central, 8:20 Eastern. You get the gist here. It is the Sunday night game at Arrowhead. Green Bay is actually favored, but only by 4 points. So what's your best guess? You can email me at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, or you can jump on these digits, 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. It's that easy. Who's going to win? What is going to happen in this game? Like I said, good game on paper in the beginning of the season, but with Pat Mahomes out, it could be a whole different thing. I don't want to sway your guess because there is no right or wrong. To win there is, but there is no surefire way to know. That's why the line is so low. She has the honor. She is the queen of this game. She's in Maine. Sharon, listening to us there, joins us for a guess on Nail the Score. What do you think, Sharon? Who do you like, the Packers or the Chiefs?
I'm sorry, who was it?
The Packers or the Chiefs on Sunday night?
I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Chiefs, and what's the score?
Probably 37-24.
All right, I love it. Thanks, Sharon. I'm going to say, oh, boy, it's so hard to go against the Chiefs. But I'm going to say it's the Packers. For my friend Angie, I'm going with the Packers. I'm going to say the Packers win this one, 28. And I'm going to give the Chiefs credit. I'm going to give more credit. I'm going to say 28-24. Nathan, you haven't had to do this in a long time, and I know you love football, so let's put you up to it. Who do you like, the Packers or the Chiefs?
I'm in Pack Country up here. And I
what
they tell me to, or, you know, I get stuffed with cheese. So
Packers.
Yeah, let's get close to where you were. I'll say
28-24.
Yeah, I'll say 31-28 Pack.
31-28, that's a great guess, 31-28. All right, I'll throw out the digits again if anybody else wants to jump in. You're listening to me in Tucson, you're listening to me in California, you're listening to me in Tampa, wherever, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or how about the great state of Connecticut, probably down on those Giants, so notice I did not pick the Giants. You can only do this for the next 7 minutes or so, or you have to hit me up right before the top of the hour at katedelaneyradio.com. We always get at least a few that trickle in that way, so just make sure you tell me which of the two teams will win the game. Will it be the Packers? Will it be Kansas City? And what is the final score? If you nail the score, you win fabulous prizes, bragging rights. Oh, it's so fun! And someone's got to somebody's got to win, right? Of course, somebody has to win. And I mentioned Pat Mahomes, and that's too bad about his knee injury, but he actually threw in practice. He practiced on Wednesday for the Chiefs less than a week after dislocating that right kneecap. It looked brutal, but Coach Andy Reid said that backup quarterback Matt Moore would get most of the reps, of course, in practice because he's going to be the guy, although he hasn't been told whether he's going to start on Sunday night or not, but you would just, I don't know, you would just assume that he is, because who's listed? Mahomes was fourth in the quarterback line behind Moore, behind Kyle Shermer and Chad Henne. So wearing sweatpants, you know, what's he got on his knee? I don't know, but I can't imagine that he's going to be I can't imagine that he's going to be there for that game. I mentioned the Patriots and the fact that this week, too bad, because I was hoping this would be a good year for the Browns. That's sort of that team that you like to root for from afar, and they have an afternoon game on Sunday against the Patriots. And the Patriots, it's interesting, are coming close to history. Bill Belichick is coming up on his 300th NFL victory. That's a big mark. How about that? And it's against, if they win, they beat the Chiefs. It's against a team that gave him his first head coaching job back in 91. How dominant has he been in New England? You know, of his 299 victories, 37 of them came actually with the Browns over five seasons. But truly, the Patriots is what everybody thinks of. And if you think of records, because I love records, and that's, you know what, measuring sticks, right? That's politics and that's sports. There's so much the two have in common. So if we look in the record books, Don Shula has 328 wins. Woohoo! George Halas, 318. And Belichick is closing in on 300. He can easily end up with the most victories. He's 67 and not looking like he's going to retire anytime soon. I'd be shocked, right, if he retired. And everybody has a few things to say about Belichick. People in the game say pretty flattering things about him and his streak. And he's had 16 years of 10 wins or more from 2003 to 2018. That's also another incredible record to set. It's not often that you see it. It's kind of like me saying, if we looked at the presidents, our past three presidents have had two terms, right? None of this one and out, one and done. No, it's two terms. Are we going to see that with this current president or not? And eventually, that's going to lead to some kind of piece of history, because we haven't seen that before, where we've had four in a row in modern times. I'd have to check it against the very beginning. But we also had presidents who were popular that didn't want to run a second time, or popular enough. Would they have, I don't know, would they have won or not? I don't know for sure. And by the way, because people are now rooting again for Tiger Woods, he leads in Japan with a lot of birdies on the course. He shot a 64. That's pretty good. Right? The last time you saw him at an event, he finished tied for 37th, and he just missed out getting a spot on the Tour Championship, but he's back. I still think he's going to win yet another major. Who knows? Jack Nicklaus better be careful of his records, because Tiger might surprise a few of us. That's what they say is a wrap. Thanks for everybody who sent me some emails. I got a couple of them here, one from Chuck, Mac, and it looks like Digger, so all three of those will count as well. And thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everyone.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.